It's the second date update on the Keola Show, 1027 The Bomb.
All right, we got a second date update. Yeah. Tim is on the line this morning. Tim, what's going on, brother?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call today. I appreciate it.
For sure. So tell us about your date. Who'd you go out with? How'd y'all meet? Did you guys end up oofing? I mean, what's the story here?
The girl's name is Kayla. I met her on Hinge. And she's the first girl that I've really, like, hung out with in a long time and kind of felt a real connection with after meeting on the dating app. I decided to take her out for some gelato, and it was a really nice date. We went, sat on the beach, did a lot of laughing.
She's like, wait, do you like women, right?
Yes, I do.
Get our nails did.
Yeah, well, it's a good start. I mean, I don't want to seem too thirsty, you know, bringing them out to the, you know, the Ivy or somewhere. You know, it's a little high-end.
Yeah, no, you're smart. I mean, like, what you did is you know your audience, and you appeal to your audience. Gelato is very appealing, you know? Yeah, what, did you get some boba tea after?
We sat on the beach, and we talked about a lot of different things, and the conversation was very natural, you know. But I haven't heard from her, and I don't understand why. Maybe it's because of the gelato, but I certainly hope not.
Okay. When you had the gelato and you were sitting on the beach, much like my co-host Fat Jovin over here, your body didn't have an adverse reaction to the gelato where you're like, oh my God, this sunset is so beautiful.
Went down the wrong pipe, yeah.
It came up, and it came back up the right one.
Yes.
Like, there were no bodily functions being stimulated during the while you guys were at the beach sitting down.
No, not at all. It was not, and that's horrifying, that noise, by the way.
That is Fat Joe's real burp. We went to a brewery, and he was a little inebriated, and because he doesn't drink at all, and so, like, there he was just burping up a storm, and so Kimmy decided that she would break out her phone and record his burp, and this is his, like, literally, this is his burp from the brewery. I don't know who lets out a high-pitched fart at the end of their burp, except Fat Joe, but I'd expect nothing less.
That's life-changing. I'll never be the same after hearing that.
Well, we have yet to call this girl. I'm sure that'll be life-changing as well. Speaking of which, what was the girl's name again?
Kayla.
Okay, I tell you what. We'll give her a call right now. Just stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened. See if we can get you guys reconnected, okay?
Sounds good, guy. Thanks.
All right, my man.
Hello?
Hello, is this Kayla?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Kayla, it's the Keola Show. We got Fat Joe. What's going on, Kayla?
Oh, my gosh. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Sure.
I was like, yeah. Super exciting. Should be like the highlight of your... What time is it? Highlight of your next 10 minutes. Kayla, gotta let you know. Actually, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you. So before I get to why we're calling, need your permission to keep this conversation going, if that's okay.
Of course. I love your show.
Oh, love you, Kayla. Thank you. Got a question about, well, relationship sort of based. There was a guy, you met him on Hinge. Definitely, maybe it's your thing, and if it is, then I would be happy to abide by that and appease. It would be gelato, and then went to the beach, had good conversation. Do you know what we're referring to?
Yeah.
That was quick. Right on. Can you let us know who it is? Just want to make sure we're on the same page here.
His name was Tim.
Oh, he no longer exists in your mind. Yeah. His name was Tim.
He still is.
We can confirm he's still up and kicking.
Right.
Can you tell us, after that date, you never got back to him. So we're trying to figure out if we're missing something here or...
Well, the date went really well. It was, I mean, it was fun and it was going well at first, and then, I mean, he's a really cute and sweet guy. Like, it's nothing against him, but when we got into the date, he kind of, like, had some stuff on his phone, and he was going to show me some stuff, and as he was opening his phone, I saw some stuff that popped up on his, like, Safari, you know, like, internet.
Yeah, his iPhone internet. Was it like Google, like best dating apps in Hawaii?
Or Pornhub.com. Yeah.
Chubby. There is a website called Chubby Something. And Chubby Something Errs.com. Yeah.
It's funny they bring that up because it was porn.
Oh, we were joking, bro.
Every man's nightmare.
I'm laughing because there have been numerous times where I brought up my phone and it'd be like at my dad's house or something. I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta show you this website. Pull it up, and all of a sudden, like, you know, I'm like, here, look at this website. And then as I open my Safari on my iPhone, then you hear like, Dad, as my co-host Joe, I would let him borrow my phone.
Yeah, I don't know what he was looking at, but...
Yeah, but, you know, it's... Okay. We're all men here.
Yeah. As a married man, you've learned to close all tabs, delete all history...
Sometimes you find a good one, though, and you want to recycle them, huh? All right. That would be very awkward. I will, however, on behalf of us guys... Majority of us guys, I don't want to speak on behalf of all men, which I assume is true, actually. We've all, you know, visited a certain website on our phone.
But I have to say, like, if that wasn't awkward enough, it was something else. Like, it was a fetish that I was, like, shocked by. Like, in one of them, this guy was, like, sucking on this girl's nose. And I was
wait, you said
like,
sucking as in S-U-K, S as in Sam.
Yes.
Like, sucking on a girl's nose?
Yeah, like, yeah. And then I was thought it was gross, but then I was like, what is this? So I looked it up for myself, and apparently there's this thing called nasolingus.
What is it? Nasolingus?
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. Nasolingus.
Sorry about that. Tim's been on the other line. He had called us to call you to figure out why you weren't getting back to him. Tim. Explain.
Hachu.
Does that kind of turn you on? Go ahead and sneeze for him.
Hachu.
Oh, yeah. Tim over there like, I got you.
Mock all you want. It only works with women. I have no idea how those pictures got on my phone. I was just trying to show you a video on YouTube that I made. And then, you know, the U-porn came up. It's embarrassing, but, you know, it happens. I don't understand what the big deal is.
I'm just not into that. That's what's the big deal. And, like, it's kind of gross during the pandemic to, like, even have that.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Damn, girl, let me, I love you. I'm going to suck up your droplets.
Yeah, that's where it spreads.
That's more dangerous than unprotected you-know-what.
Why is it any worse than having a fetish for anything else? Like, or lingerie, or feet, which is a very popular fetish. It's not disgusting. Noses are beautiful. You hate noses? Why would you hate a nose?
Well, hold on. Here's the thing. So you were looking that up because you said a second ago that it popped up by accident.
It was a mistake.
Sure.
Sure, which one? It was a mistake or you purposefully looked it up?
It was a mistake that she saw it on my phone. I opened up the YouTube and then U-porn came up.
Okay. So you have a no-sucking fetish is what you're telling us.
Yeah. Maybe I do.
Either you do or you don't, man. Look, sincerely.
I'm open about it. You guys probably have all your fetishes and, you know, whatever they are.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't...
I'm so done.
Well,
it's not like they're dirty noses. They have to be nice, pretty noses. You can't just suck on anybody's nose.
You can't just go around sucking
on everybody's nose. That would be rude.
So you got like a Medi Pot and you're like a Timmy Pot.
Yeah, sure.
So you just flush the nose out, right? Just flush all the nasty out.
So what? Bonus if they get boogers.
I am more than just my obsession with noses. I have so much more to offer. I'm not going around sucking on noses. It's just something I was looking up on my phone. Different various kinds of porn come up. You might look on it and find some, like, nun porn. You might find, I don't know, maybe Star Wars porn. You might find other things, too.
Well, I get, like, you know, and it's not my thing. Like, you know, I'm actually, like, sadly, and I'm embarrassed to admit, very conservative, like, in terms of, like, I'm not into fetishes. This is not my thing. I'm not into, like, S&M. Definitely not into that. Feels, I don't know, it just feels not right. So, I'm not, you know, when it comes to, I guess, when you're playing characters, I forget what that's called. Role play,
yeah.
And, you know, okay, yeah. To each their own. If both parties are into Star Wars and it does something for them, then I'm not your judging. That's your guy's thing. You know what I mean? But when it comes to, like, inhaling somebody else's boogers or, the snot and your... And for some reason, that makes you go... Then to me, it just, you know, it's a little perverse.
That is not it. It's not about that.
It's not it.
I am not sucking snot out of people's noses. I just like someone might like to suck on feet. I like to, you know, I don't want to suck mucus out of their nose.
Well, that's what happens.
That's stupid.
So are you into it or snot? Which one is it?
It's just sucking on a nose. Sucking on a nice nose. I used to like elbows. I used to be really into elbows for a while, but I lost interest in that.
Yeah, but nothing comes out of the elbow, though, you know? Like, I would go as far as to say, like, you know, having a toe fetish is less disgusting than that of having a... What was it called again, Kayla, this fetish?
Mesolingus, and I didn't even confirm it until now, and now I'm even more freaked out.
Yeah, and for crying out loud, Kayla sounds stuffed up now. Her nose is probably shutting because of this conversation.
All the things that feet have on, like, feet have different funguses and different cheeses will grow off them, and you think that's okay? It's not like I'm just
scared by it.
Well, the good thing about a nose is there's a lot to pick from.
Well, I was going to say, look, if you got done having whatever it is that you're into and it feels at the conclusion of that like you just made out with Slimer from Ghostbusters, you know, you may want to reconsider the give and take. You know, is take this literal and facetious. Is the squeeze worth the juice? Is the suck worth the juice? To me, it doesn't. You know, it ain't worth it.
Out of that,
yeah. Well... Okay, Kayla, I will say this. Not everyone. I don't have any personally, but there's a lot of people out there that have their things that stimulate them, you know? And in this case, Tim's is sucking on noses.
And you might even be into it. You might even be into it if you just try it.
It could be worse. It's not like he's asking you to dress up like Boba Fett.
So,
I guess.
When you're sucking on, do you use your tongue too? Like, do you play around with it?
Oh, bruh. Jesus Christ.
I gotta know. Yeah. Like, what is
there
the
is
fetish
a French
here?
Version of it, yes. There's a French nasolingus too, yes.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Just like
oh,
French
my goodness.
You studied this.
Well. You should see the Italian version. Oh, my God.
What is, does it involve, like, pasta? A rigatoni?
Yeah, it involves pizza and pasta.
It's not gnocchi, it's nozoki.
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
Very funny.
Well, I mean, you're the one into it. Okay, Kayla.
You're mocking me.
Okay, maybe there's something that you're really into, Kayla. You know, I don't know, something that's unique to you that kind of does it for you. Is there anything?
Yeah, a nice dinner and drink.
Okay. Well, that's very awkward. A lot of people don't appreciate that nowadays. No. So who are we to judge, right, Kayla?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's got their thing.
I can't believe this guy.
Yeah, no, I would love to. I would definitely take her out. The drinks, no noses, you know.
Yes.
Doesn't have to be nose involved.
I can never satisfy you because now that I know that you're into this, I don't want to be with someone who...
Unless you submit.
Have those desires.
Yeah, well, Kayla.
Thank you guys, though.
Okay.
Wait, so that's a no?
It's a nose.
No, it's not a no, it's a nose.